I'm joined in the Classical 90.5 studios by David Anderson, who is part of the board of the Chamber Music Society of Louisville as they're getting ready for their second concert. Already, it seems like the season just started, David, but you've got concert number two coming up.
Oh, absolutely. Coming up on Sunday, November 13th at 3 o'clock in Comstock Hall. And we're inviting for this second concert the Metropolitan Museum Artists in Concert. It's basically a series run by the artistic director, Edward Aaron, who's a Cincinnati-born and raised cellist, Juilliard-trained. And he often performs with his wife, Juwan Park, who's an outstanding young pianist, also Juilliard-trained. And there will be two additional performers joining them. So it's kind of an unusual concert. Jesse Mills, who's an outstanding young violinist who is perhaps best known for performing contemporary works, contemporary music, and a champion of that music. And Yunya Yu, who is an outstanding operatic soprano. In her early 40s, she began her career rather late. She was a trained molecular biologist who switched careers, trained at Peabody, and now is has an outstanding opera and concert hall career.
Well, the Metropolitan Museum artist coming up in the next concert, what's on the program?
There are four works. So the first two works on the first half of the concert, and there's been a slight change. The first piece will be Beethoven's 14 Variations for Piano Trio, Opus 44, and that's a wonderful piece to open the concert. It's one of Beethoven's first compositions. It's a late opus number, but it was a composition that he first wrote in 1792 when he first moved from Bonn to Vienna, and it was a way in which the young Beethoven could introduce himself to Vienna artists or audiences as a pianist and an outstanding young composer.
It seemed like Beethoven had a lot of fun with those variations when he wrote them for piano trio. Not so much, in my personal opinion, with the cello and piano variations he did of Mozart, but it seems like he had a little more fun with the three instruments.
I think he did. He was attracted to the piano trio especially because it was a very popular combination of instruments in Vienna at the time. So he's trying to break into break into Viennese musical culture. And it was possible that these particular variations were being used as the final movement for what became his Opus 1 piano trio. Ultimately, he held off and would publish it in 1804. But it's an exceptionally charming work, very, you know, pleasant, fun. The piano writing is, you know, very playful. It basically shows off his particular ability. But even at that very young age, he's a dab hand at the variation form.
If you just joined us, we're talking to David Anderson about the Chamber Music Society of Louisville concert coming up on Sunday, November 13th, with Metropolitan Museum artist. And from the Beethoven, where do they go in their program?
Well, we go to really perhaps the emotional heart of the concert, which will be seven songs, Opus 127 by Shostakovich. It's the first composition that Shostakovich completed after his first heart attack in 1967. And just as with the string quartets, his song cycles, because they weren't policed as heavily by Soviet authorities, often contained some of his most personal expressions, some of his most honest expressions about politics, society, and so on. This particular set of songs was written at the behest of Mstislav Rostropovich. He requested a piece that he could perform with his wife, the soprano Galina Vishnevskaya. And as Shostakovich gradually composed these works, he felt that he needed additional instrumentation. So he added piano and violin accompaniments. But it's a very unusual range of instruments. The first three songs are written for soprano in individual solo instruments. The next three songs are written for soprano and duo, instrumental duos. And the final song is, which is about music and art and really kind of a commentary on the role of art and the necessity of art in 20th century life and culture, is written for the entire piano trio.
That's interesting. That should be it'd probably be a performance premiere, I'd think, maybe even in Louisville. Do you know if they've been performed here before?
That I do not know, but I do believe it is likely a premiere, certainly for the Chamber Music Society.
Right. So do they end with another? Do they have three main works on the program?
Three main works, but in the second half of the concert, because that particular set of songs is very taxing for the soprano, they have switched and will do four songs by Schumann. I'm not sure which particular songs. I think three songs from Opus 25 and I believe one song from, I think, Opus 89, number 6. So three short songs, and they will lead into Robert Schumann's first piano trio, his piano trio in D minor, Opus 63.
All right. And Schumann, I'm not sure how many piano trios he wrote, maybe a couple?
I think he wrote three. And this comes relatively late. He wrote a lot of chamber music in 1842, but then moved on to other genres. But he began to write more chamber music again 5 years later in 1847. And it's probably a response to Clara Schumann's piano trio written the previous year. So these two works frequently sort of converse with one another in a particular way. It has a kind of agitated opening, but the finale is a very, very playful, energetic finale. So it's a wonderful piece. So that piano trio is really sort of the emotional heart of the second piece of the concert.
Right. Well, that's, again, Metropolitan Museum Artists at the Comstock Hall at the University of Louisville School of Music on Sunday, November 13th at 3 p.m. And there's a nice brochure online. You can go to louisvillechambermusic.org and download the brochure, although a lot of the program for this upcoming concert has changed, as you just mentioned.
Yes.
It does have information on the rest of the season as well. And the number for tickets is area code 502-852-6907. That's the University of Louisville School of Music if you'd like more information there. David Anderson, thank you so much for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me.